The Coburg Police Service will be getting its full ask for operations next year, but how it will be funded was hotly debated Monday. Mayor Lucas Cleveland's proposed budget would see approximately $1.2 million funded through the police services reserves, depleting that total to around $460,000. This method would only add 1.7% to the town's tax levy. However, Police Board Chair and Councillor Adam Bureau requested the entire $1.2 million be shifted to the tax levy, bumping taxes from 2.7% to 6.08%. He said this would be the corrective budget for 2026, effectively returning to 5% in 2027. Bureau's amendments to the budget was defeated 4-2 with Cleveland abstaining. Councillor Aaron Burkatt then proposed splitting the reserves in half, moving $600,000 to the tax levy. This would increase taxes from 2.7% to 4.52%. Burkatt's motion would see the other $600,000 moved to next year. His motion was approved 5-2 with Cleveland and Councillor Randy Barber voting no. Following a 30-minute morning break, Police Chief Paul Vandegraaff fielded councillors' questions.
20.5% is the natural increase. This is the correction budget. There is nothing new in this budget.
Cleveland took issue, accusing the police board of not saying no to Vandegraaff or having little pushback on certain budget requests. He wanted the police reserves to fund this year, essentially moving major funding decisions to next year, when there will be a new councillor, new police chief, and new police board. He remarked that over the past 4 years, the police budget has drawn approximately $9.8 million from the town's business funds.
But it moves it down to a line, hopefully to a board that is going to be willing to actually push back on chief and staff's requests.
Cleveland opened the meeting stating that Coburg is at a crossroads where taxes keep going up and the affordability crisis remains a high priority for the public. He said he would not use his strong mayor power veto to override the will of council, opting to allow them to decide the final outcome of the budget. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.